Good morning, coming up on 910 here on the Mighty 690. And it is time for our Wednesday update from the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce. Pleased to welcome Candy Westbrook in once again. How are you doing, Candy?
Hi, good morning. Wonderful.
Wonderful morning as we go throughout December, Christmas on the Plaza, where we've got the first weekend under our belt.
Yes.
We've got lots coming up this next weekend.
We do.
It's great. I was over there checking out the vendors and everything last weekend.
Oh, so good.
It was good.
Yeah. Well, we also had business over breakfast today, and so we had lots of announcements to share with everybody today.
Good.
Always a good
crowd. Let's get into
it. Yeah. Well, our sponsor today was Parmac, and the funny thing about that is people go, Parmac, are they still in business? Is that big building over there on the corner? And yes, so they have been around for 106 years.
Wow.
They started out as an oil specialist, and then in the wartime, then they shift gears and started working on stuff for the war, and then now they were bought out, and eventually now they make the hydromatic brake is what it is. It's hard to explain, but anyway, shipped internationally, almost every country they have their parts, so
really?
They're still going strong, and so I just thought it was interesting that people are always like, what, they're here? I'm like, yeah,
that's great.
So
that's
they're
wonderful.
Doing great. In addition, they recently rented out part of their facility to another company in town who's expanding, Lauren Cook. And they're actually having a job fair today. So anybody out there that's looking for a job, between 11 and 5 today on 11th and Spring. So just past Walnut on 11th Street. They're going to have a little booth set up there. So anybody looking for a job, stop by there today. And then, of course, we also have jobs on our job board, the chamber, CoffeyvilleChamber.com. So lots of jobs for people that are going, I need a job. I'm like, there's hundreds. I'll find one for you. So some other things going on, though. December 16th, Santa is coming to Hershey's Ice Cream Store. It's a singing Santa, which I've never seen one of those. I'm very interested to see what that is, a singing Santa. So anyway, join us on that Friday, and that'll start at 6 p.m. And right before we got on the air, you mentioned Travelodge and the diner. One of the managers was here today at the breakfast, and he said their sign is finally here, and the booths. That was part of the reason it's been taking them so long to open up is they couldn't get parts. They couldn't get equipment. They couldn't get, you know, the supply chain challenges that we have. So they are finally getting everything in, and I don't have an exact date, but he said early January they're going to do the grand opening. And but it's going to be open 24 hours, 365 days a year. So they'll probably need lots of workers. So they probably are hiring too.
No, that's wonderful.
But I'm just excited because, yeah, just having breakfast, well, they're going to have a full menu. So, but 24 hours.
I know everyone is super excited about that. I just saw the sign went up, I think over the weekend or just a couple of days ago.
Everybody's like, is it now? So close.
I did see, they had the delivery of all the seating was piled up there. They had all sorts of boxes. Mm-hmm. So that's really great. I mean, everyone is super excited. So we cannot wait. That is just really good.
We love our food around here.
We do. So, and yeah, like I said, I'm sure it's going to take some folks to staff it. So that's great.
Yeah. So you mentioned earlier, Virgil Peck's listening tour. He was there today as well and mentioned that Friday at Hershey's, so ice cream must be the theme right now, is when he's going to have his listening tour here in Coffeyville. So Friday, 5 p.m., if you want to come out, and he's just kind of basically listening to find out what we need when he heads off to the legislation. First Christian Church announced today that they actually have a Christian Academy starting up. So I can't even imagine how much it takes to start up a school, but they're going to have an open house in January to share all the details about it. And so if you are looking for a good place for your children, that'll be another option coming this fall.
And I'm sure they'll release more details about this. Do you know any other grades involved? Is it just like an elementary or K through 8?
Yes. They're going to start off, I think, K through 5th and then eventually add more and more classes.
Okay.
So they'll start small and then kind of grow, hopefully.
That's great.
So, yeah. Marvin Thornburg, president of CCC, was there today, and he mentioned that this past weekend, they hosted all of the presidents of all the community colleges across the state. I think he said there was about 50 of them, not just community colleges, some other presidents, and they did all kinds of great things around town, but one of the things they did was take a tour of the Brown Mansion, because he kind of has access, and he said, hey, I give you guys a little sneak preview of the candlelit tours, and he goes, they were amazed. They're like, we drive by this place all the time, had no idea this was inside, and it was gorgeous. So We love our history here and our cool things. So Kindle It Tours are going strong. I think we have only one night that's sold out, but the rest of them are all open. So go online and get your tickets, or we've got them at the Chamber, so you can come down to the Chamber.
Great. I think I'll talk Chris and his wife, and maybe get a group of us together.
Oh, that's what we do.
Going,
we do. So. We get a big group and just have fun. And yeah, it's gorgeous. Love it. Trey Maxson from The Yoke was there today. They just had a murder mystery last month, and it went over really well. So they're going to do another one. And the next one's going to be a Hollywood theme. So it's a professional actors group that come in and just put on this little murder mystery. So that'll be coming. Stay tuned in January. Salvation Army was in the house today, and they are in dire need of bell ringers. Just an hour, two, whatever you can give, bring a group, and you guys can trade out in case you get cold. But, yeah, if you are interested and you can do that, they are, like I said, desperately needing bell ringers. So call the Salvation Army, and they'll get you all hooked up.
Yeah, because I think we're trying to have bell ringers at Country Mart and Walmart at least.
Both, yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, and, yeah, every night and weekends, too. So it takes a full army to do that.
It does.
Well, I wanted to tell everybody thank you for the amazing parade. It was great. It was a great night. The weather turned out not as cold as I thought it was going to be. I mean, it was chilly, but it wasn't too bad. But yeah, we had 85 parade entries.
Which is more than, I think, we were beating any other parade in the area.
I know. We do well. So, wonderful thing. So, everybody that had an entry, thank you. And then for everybody that came out and watched, it was great. And you can still watch it.
Yes.
It's on Facebook for the KGGF. So thank you guys for doing
that. Yeah, our pleasure.
Yeah. I wanted to shout out to Barnes Funeral Home. They were our December business of the month. They are a family-owned business with roots right here in Coffeyville, lifetime residents, and live and grow their family here. So really, it's just a hometown family, and we wanted to give them a shout out for being our spotlight this month.
Yeah, well, and thank them for sponsoring programming on KGGF.
Yeah,
big sponsor.
Yeah. There is a special mailbox set up at the CCC bookstore where you can directly mail a letter to Santa. So if you got a letter ready to go for your kiddos, bring them on down to the college and drop that off in the mailbox. The Coffeyville Journal has launched a website with an e-edition to their paper. So you can visit that at coffeyvillejournal.com, and they're going to have more details coming out on that over the next few weeks. Today is the 7th, correct?
Yes.
So today's the deadline, but the city is looking to fill 8 different vacancies on their boards, several different boards. I think planning, I think the parks, and just all kinds of them. But there's 8 different vacancies, so if you are wanting to give back and be a part of the community and help out, then get that application turned in today.
And so, yeah, there's a good opportunity if people, you know, everyone likes to complain. But, you know, if you want to be a part of, you know, civic engagement, that sort of thing.
Exactly.
Great opportunity.
And those are not the intense, I mean, you know, if you don't have to jump right in as a commissioner, but you can jump in and help in so many different ways. So, yeah, this is a great opportunity to do that. Did you know that Maple Street Meat Market has over 30 fresh meats? Like, a lot of times you go into a deli and you think, oh, okay, a couple cold cuts, but I mean, they've got everything. They've got steak, they've got, of course, all their deli meats, they got cheeses, smoked items, and they're even doing like personalized trays and catering for the holidays. So, you know, instead of having to sit there and cut up all that stuff yourself for your party, just call them up and they will get it all ready to go for you.
Well,
so
that's great.
People forget sometimes the things that are right in our own backyard.
That's wonderful. And, you know, I'm in charge of the cheese tray. So I'm going to have to for the Christmas party. So
yeah.
I'll have to go check that out.
Oh, yeah. No, it's good. And especially the smoked stuff. Oh,
oh yeah. No, the smoked is the only way to go if you have the opportunity.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they do. Wonderful. So you mentioned the plaza. So, yes, Nick's this coming weekend is the last Christmas on the plaza. They've got horse ride and carriage, and that's 5 to 8. The Grinch is going to be down there from 5:30 to 8:30. Polar Express movie will be at 7 p.m. All of this is right down there by the Perkins Building in the downtown area. And then, like you said, the market. I did have somebody call going, where are those stores again? So there's 2 locations. One is on 9th Street, and it's at the Reawakening offices. It's got a lot of lights in the window, and you can tell. And then another one's just around the corner on Walnut, And there's a big sign that says Christmas Market.
Yeah. So if you just go to the plaza, you will see the sign. It's like an A-frame sign.
Yes.
It has arrows on it. So that's the easiest thing to do. Is just there's plenty of parking right there.
Right.
And then you can just look for that sign. It'll direct you.
Yes, exactly. So all that's going on this weekend. We're excited about that. And then, as I said, the Candlelit Tours is going on. Then on the 17th, Santa is coming to Candy Lane. Have you ever heard about that yet?
No, no. Tell me about this.
Okay, so it's a block. It's a cul-de-sac, and every single house decorates and puts up candy canes and lights, and just it's kind of just a little drive-through for the kiddos, a little fun area. But it's it's gorgeous. And then, of course, like I said, they're going to have Santa there as well, so the kids can walk through the neighborhood, see Santa, and check out all the lights.
That's great.
That's fun. And then, of course, this isn't until after Christmas, but wanted to mention it again. January 20th is the Chamber's annual dinner. Registration is now officially open. And so you can go to our website. First thing you see is annual dinner. Buy tickets now. So you can do it that way or just call and we can get you registered. It's really just an awesome night because we celebrate the citizens, volunteers, businesses that do so many amazing things in our community. But I think the reason we have a big turnout, though, is because it's fun.
Oh, yeah.
So we have about 300 to 400 people that come. It'll be at the CCC gym. We got food, drinks, game, silent auction. So
is this where we do the awards, too?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
We had the email that the people voted on and everything.
Yes, yeah.
Great.
And, we've already had, I think we've got 900 votes that have come in. So great tally. And like I said, every single one of them were deserving. So
it's
always
hard.
Give them all an award. I'm like, I don't want anybody to be left
it's
without.
Not, if you didn't win, it's not like you're a loser. It's just,
No, exactly.
Great
just to be nominated. And yes, because we actually have lots of nominations and we narrow it down to those top three. So just to be in that top three is great. But yes, it's fun. Last year we had somebody COVID. We had a lot of people sick.
Right.
So hopefully we don't have to deal with that this year. But one of the award winners couldn't make it. And so we videotaped it and had the whole audience clapping and cheering. And it was cute. It was nice. So anyway, we'd love to have you. I would love to have you. It's a fun night. You don't have to dress up, although most of us do because it gives me an excuse to wear a cocktail dress.
Yeah, why not?
So dress up if you want. But if not, no big deal. And just come out and have some fun. So I think I want to make sure I didn't miss anything else, but I think that was the biggest things that I had for today.
You only had a few big items, just a few.
I know. I always have so much.
That's great. Well, Candy, I really appreciate it. As always, this is just great. So much going on this time of year.
Yep.
So get out there and enjoy it. We'll keep it here on KGG. We've got all your community calendars. You can always check out your community calendar there on the Chamber website for all sorts of events. So
absolutely.
Always appreciate it and look forward to next week.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Candy Westbrook here on the Mighty 690. We'll return to Open Line right after this.